I went to Eton, paid a lot for knowledge. I joined the Bullingdon at Brasenose College. That's where I caught his eye. He told me that his dad was loaded. I said, mine too, we should run this country. He said, yeah. And then in 30 seconds time, I realized I'll need the votes of common people. I must pretend to do the things that common people do. Then I'll shit on the common people. And then I'll shit on common people like you. What else would I do? I'm a Tory, and that's what we do. So I became MP for Witney. It was an easy seat, I had to start it somewhere. So I started there. I met some people who had no money. I laughed and laughed and said, ha, that's so funny. Gideon said, yeah. Couldn't see any of them laughing, though. But I'll need the votes of these common people. So there's some things these common people mustn't see. I'll hide my party from the common people. 'Cause if they see them, they'll never vote for me. I can hug these hoodies and ride my bike. But there's some things the pros won't like. Gideon on a rich Russian's yacht. Backbenchers who still like shooting fox. Homophobia, Ashcroft's lies. Boris talking old school ties. Then once I'm in, we're set for life. Cut public spending overnight. Sack off healthcare, cut some jobs. Support the rich guys and fuck the yobs. I'll have the votes of the common people. Turn my back and do whatever I want to do. I'll turn my back on these common people. I'll turn my back on common people like you. And then Gideon and I will go for drinky poos. Because we're Tory and that's what we do.
Hi and welcome to the Circle Day Show on Resonance 104.4 FM. Today's show is about Eton. Eton is a private school near the leafy suburbs of Windsor. You know where that castle is. On September the 28th, there was a demonstration at Eton organised by Ian Bone, who is an anarchist who has a lot of pent-up anger for the filthy rich lot. You can read his blog online titled Ian Bone. EMA, not Eton, was one of the banners carried that day. EMA, which stands for Education Maintenance Allowance, has just been shelved, which means the poor end of society will not get any help with the funds whilst attending college. But what about Eton, I hear you say? What about the privileged? Well, here are some facts I would like to read on the flyer that we handed out. We subsidise the school with money that should go to pay for every child's EMA. Does this seem fair? One, in 1995, the National Lottery granted money for a 4.6 million sport complex to add to Eton's existing facilities of 2 swimming pools, 30 cricket squares, 24 football, rugby and hockey pitches and a gym. Two, Eton is a registered charity like Oxfam and has saved paying 100 million tax due to its charitable status. Three, Eton even has its own observatory and pupils can take a course on hunting with dogs with the school's own pack of hounds. And four, Prime Minister David Cameron went to Eton and it was him who stopped the EMA. Does it sound fair that 19 of our prime ministers went to the same school? Cameron is a millionaire who will never know what it's like to be poor. Yet this old Etonian has snatched the lifeline of EMA from thousands of students. Now, not to sound biased, I've basically had a call out and I asked if anybody that was for private schools wanted to come on the show live today, tonight, in fact. And I've received a few responses, and one is from a guy called Max. Max, are you on?
Yes, hello.
Hiya. Hi, how you doing?
I'm right, thank you. You?
Okay, I'm good, thank you. Well, basically, I'll give you a chance to just talk and tell me a bit about yourself. Like, I mean, do you come from that history of private schools? Have you gone to a private school? Is it Eton? Or?
It wasn't Eton. I've been to a couple of private schools. I went to a Catholic private primary school, and I went to a secular private secondary school in Lewes. I haven't been to Eton or any public schools like that.
Okay, all right. And you're for private schools? You think they're good?
Yeah.
You think they're all right? Okay, well, I'll give you 5 minutes, very informal, so relax, don't worry, just to give us a few points of why they should exist and why they should remain, and so yeah, the floor is yours.
Okay, well, I thought I'd start by answering a few of the points you made earlier. Firstly, you said that Eton is a registered charity like Oxfam and thus avoids paying millions of pounds in tax. However, most independent estimates suggest that the facilities it provides for local communities, such as event hosting and so on, actually have a greater value than the tax it avoids paying. But back to my main point.
Okay.
In a country like North Korea, where ultimate authority is derived from the state, it makes sense for all education to be in the hands of that state. In a democracy, however, the people are supposed to be wiser than the government. Any school which is part of a government will ultimately end up supporting its values and ideals, which is intolerable. The positive discrimination by universities towards state school graduates is misguided because the fact that students come from either state or private school does not and cannot be a predictor for their academic performance at university. It discriminates against people who come from outside government-controlled education in favour of people who have studied the national curriculum. It's worth noting that private schools are part of our cultural heritage. The history of Eton reaches back to 1440. Fees paid by attending parents help preserve historic buildings and churches and works of art that are the property of the schools, many of which are available for public use, which would otherwise have to be maintained by the taxpayer or simply left to rot. Many private schools have rich academic traditions, which have survived wars and plagues to still be teaching today. Also important, that many larger private schools, like Eton and Harrow, offer lucrative scholarships for academic or musical or sporting achievement, meaning that it's not just the super rich who can go there. The ability to found a private school is a basic requirement of free association. People need to be free to associate with whom they like, and this includes in an educational setting. Private schools are able to have their own religious and social values, free from government interference. This allows parents a choice in the ethics that are taught to children. Many people in minorities need their own schools to preserve their cultural and religious heritage, otherwise we'll end up in a monocultural society. The presence of these schools encourages people to come to this country from abroad with the knowledge that their children will still be in contact with their cultural legacy. The idea that the government can set the entire educational agenda for all school children, regardless of circumstance, is impractical. It forces an academic education on people who don't want or need one. Private schools, however, can be more vocational and teach a trade or offer a wider range of courses or offer a much more specialized range of courses, such as schools for music or performing arts. Importantly, private schools often offer places to children who have been expelled or excluded from schools in the state sector. This is important in giving young people another chance at acquiring an education. Private schools are often more flexible with their intake, meaning that many private schools cater for children with learning disabilities or undereducated adults or people for whom English is not a first language in a way that our state education fails to do. Moreover, parents who send their children to private schools pay taxes, and in many cases more taxes than most. They contribute to the state system without making any demands on it. The more parents who are able to take their children out of state education, the more places there will be for children whose parents cannot afford to put their children into private education. Thank you.
Okay, that was a lot of content there, but I'm not going to respond immediately because I'm going to let the person that's going to call up after the next caller to basically, counteract what you've just said. But thank you very much for coming on. Will you be there on the 12th when we go to come to demonstrate at Eton?
Of course, yes.
Okay, are you going to be with us?
Of course, yeah.
Okay, well, thank you very much, and have a good evening. Carry on listening as well. So,
of course. Yeah.
Okay, bye. Bye. Next, we're gonna. I'm gonna call up the another private school guy. So I'm gonna put on some music though, because there's technical stuff going on here. Okay, hold on.
I went to Eton, paid a lot for knowledge. I joined the Bullingdon at Brasenose College. That's where I caught his eye. He told me that his dad was loaded. I said, mine too, we should run this country. He said, yeah. And then in 30 seconds time, I realized I'll need the votes of common people. I must pretend to do the things that common people do. Then I'll shit on the common people. And then I'll shit on common people like you. What else would I do? I'm a Tory, and that's what we do. So I became MP for Witney. It was an easy seat, I had to start it somewhere. So I started there. I met some people who had no money. I laughed and laughed and said, ha, that's so funny. Gideon said, yeah. Couldn't see any of them laughing though. But I'll need the votes of these common people. So there's some things these common people mustn't see. I'll hide my party from the common people. Cause if they see them, they'll never vote for me. I can hug these hoodies and ride my bike. But there's some things the pros won't like. Gideon on a rich Russian's yacht. Backbenchers who still like shooting fox. Homophobia, Ashcroft's lies. Boris talking old school ties. Then once I'm in, we're set for life. Cut public spending overnight. Sack off healthcare, cut some jobs. Support the rich guys and fuck the yobs. I'll have the votes of the common people. Turn my back and do whatever I want to do. I'll turn my back on these common people. I'll turn my back on common people like you. And then Gideon and I will go for drinky poos. Because we're Tory and that's what we do. I went to Eton, paid a lot for knowledge. I joined the Bullingdon at Brasenose College. That's where I caught his eye. He told me that his dad was loaded. I said, mine too, we should run this country. He said, yeah. And then in 30 seconds time, I realized I'll need the votes of common people. I must pretend to do the things that common people do. Then I'll shit on the common people. And then I'll shit on common people like you. What else would I do? I'm a Tory, and that's what we do. So I became MP for Witney. It was an easy seat, I had to start it somewhere. So I started there. I met some people who had no money. I laughed and laughed and said, ha, that's so funny. Gideon said, yeah. Couldn't see any of them laughing though. But I'll need the votes of these common people. So there's some things these common people mustn't see. I'll hide my party from the common people. Cause if they see them, they'll never vote for me.
Hi there, listeners. Sorry about that. We had the second private school supporter on, But he hung up, I think, because he got nervous, or maybe we won the argument. I don't know, but we haven't started yet, so we can't really say that we did. But online, don't panic, we have someone that's against private schools, like us in the studio. Hello, Karen.
Hi.
Karen, so you were part of the demonstration that took place in Eton back on the 12th. Okay, so why did you... Why are you against private schools? What's wrong with them?
Oh, everything. The whole way that this country is been set up, the whole way that it's going wrong now, it's the root of all evil is the privilege that they have that they will not acknowledge, and they will not give up. Mm. They are screwing the working class. It's what they've always done. It's what they will always do. We will never have a fair country while these schools exist. You can occupy Wall Street, Washington, D.C., the London Stock Exchange, but this is the root of the evil. This is where structural inequality is born. These boys, often they go to school at six.
Yeah.
Age six. Mm. They go away from their parents, their families, their communities at 6 years old.
Yeah.
I mean, what kind of families do they come from?
Busy people.
Yeah. There were parents who were more interested in earning money.
Yeah. Well, they're busy, oppressing, aren't they? Oppressing the poor.
I think it's actually quite tragic. I feel really sorry for them, the ones that I don't really, really hate. And they never have a chance to learn about community and love. And this is where it goes wrong, I think. Honestly, I do think public schools are the breeding grounds of sociopaths. You look at the behaviour of our politicians, of our bankers. They don't know the real world. They don't care about it.
Mm. Yeah.
They didn't grow up in it. You take a kid away at the age of six, it's like putting an animal in a zoo in captivity. They don't know about where they're from. Yeah.
So you think it's very relevant that... We protest at Eton.
Yeah. I thought it was a really, really good target, a really good lever, a really strong protest. And the stuff that's gone on online has been outrageous.
Yeah. For those of you that don't know, on Ian Bone's blog, basically there was a massive debate. A lot of Etonians came on and they explained why the system that we live in is so important and how it sustains our freedom in this country and how like the structure is we've always lived like this and we should follow the bees and we should basically know our place. That was basically the gist of things, wasn't it, online?
Yeah, basically they will not acknowledge their privilege. They're benefiting from it. Why, those people are educated to become the lawyers, the doctors, the politicians. They make the rules to benefit them.
Mm, yeah.
Not the majority.
Yeah, what they say about... scholarships, they offer scholarships to people that can't afford it, therefore that they are a fair school and they have the right to remain.
Yeah, and Max made a point that I'm afraid I'm going to come back on, that the taxes about the charitable status is balanced out by these scholarships, and that's simply not true. They are in the top 100 charities in this country. Their website has an enormous amount devoted on the actual technicalities of donating money to it. Now, are these scholarships really going to working class boys? Mm. And anyway, what about the women?
Yeah. Yeah,
come on.
The women are... It's a boys' school, isn't it?
So, yeah, it is. And the majority of these... public schools are all boys' environments, and this is where they grow up with no respect for women and no understanding of women. Mm. And again, they're just cut off from reality. Mm. And according to Wikipedia, the majority of the scholarships that Eton gives out actually 90% of the fees still have to be paid by the parents. There are very, very few full scholarships. Mm. And you tell me how many working class boys go there. Mm. And if they do, are they bullied? You know, are they accepted? Are they heck? They didn't go to the prep schools at six. Mm. They're alienated. They're never going to be able to fit in anywhere. You know, they don't have the family connections, the backup, the money. It's an old boy. It's called an old boys network for a reason.
Mm.
And it's what runs this country, and it's what screwed it since medieval times.
Yeah.
And abolish the public schools. Why did Tony Blair bottle it? Come on.
What about the style of teaching? Why is that so, you know, backwards, and you know, and it's not progressive at all to hold on to these kind of teaching methods?
No, I mean I don't know the style of teaching, but the kind of way that the people come out, they will just recite facts and figures, and they will analyze. They've never experienced something. All right, I'm not completely uneducated. There's epistemological and ontological forms of knowledge, and one is experiencing and one is reading it in books. That's what they get. And that's why they're able to juggle the books and screw the country and screw the taxes. Like Goldman Sachs just got let off £10 million interest on their tax bill by the HRMC, by the tax authorities. Mm. That was a handshake. That was a backroom deal. That's how this country is run. That's how civilization has always been run. And we have to stop it.
Yeah, yeah. And what about what Eton symbolises? So, like, colonialism and...
Yeah, exactly.
And
all the private schools, but Eton especially, they say that Waterloo was won on the battle of playing... That the Waterloo battle was won on the playing fields of Eton. A lot of the colonial rulers came from those public schools, and look what they did to screw the whole world over. You know, the people that ran the East India Company, that frankly took their behaviour and went to other countries and stole indigenous people's land and their natural resources, from which they will never, you know, how are they meant to recover? Again, they spread that, the empire is structural inequality. And it's what screwed the planet. I can't believe it's legal, actually.
Yeah. And what about, you were brought up near the area, weren't you? And there was an interesting fact about...
Do
you want to kind of...
I grew up in Slough, and that is the big town nearby. And in the 1850s, when the railway was due to come, this is what I learned in history at school, when the railway was due to come down from London... to Windsor Castle for the Queen, they wanted to put the station at Eton, and the headmaster had the power to say, no, we don't fancy that. We don't want the London oiks coming and polluting our boys. You can put it in Slough, which at the time was a smaller village. Now, Slough is quite famous now.
It goes to show that
come friendly bombs and fall on Slough, it ain't fit for humans now. And that was in the 30s he wrote that. Now it's a huge industrial estate. It's disgustingly polluted. You know, the quality of life between Slough and Eton is just shockingly different. I grew up there, and you it's in your face. And I got out as soon as I could.
Yeah. Yep.
So
basically, back to like the MPs, like, you know, 19 MPs graduated from there. One point that somebody made on the blog was that they claimed that that's the quality of the school, and, you know, oh yeah, we produce just great leaders. You know, this is
what they're doing us a service. Well, how come these great leaders? We have a cabinet at the moment, which is made up of a majority of public school boys and a majority of millionaires. And what are they doing to deal with this collapse, economic collapse we're in? They're taking from the vulnerable. They're screwing the disabled. They're screwing the people on benefits. Now, Hackney, they're victimising these people. In Hackney, there is one job available for every 56 people signing on. You know, how are those people meant to survive? That's where the riots kicked off big time. Before the Tories came into power only 74 weeks ago, look how much damage they've done. There was one job for every 36 people in Hackney. You know, they don't know what they're doing. They're making it up as they're going along. It's government by Daily Mail. They will never have the common touch. They do not know our reality, and they are not fit to be in power.
So what do we propose then? If do we just drive a bulldozer and just like get rid of the whole place? What do we do? I mean, it is important and fundamental that we put a halt on things, you know, on like these kind of privileged schools, because they are a replica of an unfair society, aren't they?
Yeah.
And the opposite of those school pupils in Eton are the rioters.
Yeah.
That rioted in the summer.
Yeah. Yes. And you know what? the rich have so much privilege. They don't deserve it. There's so much evil comes out from those places.
We have 2 minutes.
I would abolish public schools entirely, and I would take out the ruling class.
Yeah, we would vote them out, wouldn't we? Wink, wink.
Wink, wink.
Yeah. Okay. What was it? You came out with a brilliant quote before the show. You said something about with all the
respect. They can't have all the privilege without having any responsibility, which
exactly.
is what we have at the moment, and which is why we have a country that is absolutely screwed. And a planet that is screwed by these same people, these same types, public school types. And it's more than time to end it all.
Yep. Okay, thank you very much, Karen.
Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, no, thank you. And it's kind of good that the private school supporter before didn't come on, because it gave you
he
a chance.
He bottled it.
Exactly. Like, you know, if he's probably just going to, like, get his whip out one day and just, like, you know, use it by, you know, cutting more things. But he's too scared to talk to us now. Okay, well, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Karen. Oops, I got the name wrong.
Well,
thank you for listening to all the guests on tonight. Coming up, dates to put on your diary: October the 15th, this Saturday, is Occupy Stock Exchange, inspired by people's assemblies that have been happening across Europe and the US of A. You can find info by looking up Occupy Stock Exchange and following up on from that. On November the 9th is Education Demo in central London. Then it's November the 12th, where protests against Eton go back to highlight the unfair and privileged the school symbolises. Thank you very much to both guests that came on. Turn on, tune in and kick off.
I went to Eton, paid a lot for knowledge. I joined the Bullingdon at Brasenose College. That's where I caught his eye. He told me that his dad was loaded. I said, mine too, we should run this country. He said, yeah. And then in 30 seconds time, I realized I'll need the votes of common people. I must pretend to do the things that common people do. Then I'll shit on the common people. And then I'll shit on common people like you. What else would I do? I'm a Tory, and that's what we do. So I became MP for Witney. It was an easy seat, I had to start it somewhere. So I started there. I met some people who had no money. I laughed and laughed and said, ha, that's so funny. Gideon said, yeah. Couldn't see any of them laughing though. But I'll need the votes of these common people. So there's some things these common people mustn't see. I'll hide my party from the common people. Cause if they see them, they'll never vote for me.
I can hug these hoodies and ride my bike. But there's some things the pros won't like. Gidgin on a rich Russian's yacht. Backbenchers who still like shooting fox. Homophobia, Ashcroft's lies. Boris talking old school ties. Then once I'm in, we're set for life. Cut public spending overnight. Sack off healthcare, cut some jobs. Support the rich guys and fuck the yobs.